This interview is being conducted for an oral history project at St. Catherine College. The title of this project is The Adaptation of Small Dairy and Beef Cattle Farms to Changing Technology. Today is September the 29th, 1985. My name is Patricia Devine, and I am interviewing my father-in-law and mother-in-law, Mr. and Mrs. Ralph Devine. It is 6 p.m., and we are doing this interview at Ralph and Catherine Devine's farm on Hillsborough Road in Washington County. Ralph, can you tell me your birth date and where you were born?
Yes, it's October the 13th, 1923, when I was born. I'm 61 years old. At Barnworth County.
Okay, Catherine, can you tell me your birth date and where you were born?
I was born June the 1st, 1928 in Washington County. That's all I've lived in Washington County.
Okay.
Always have.
Ralph, when did you begin farming in Washington County?
Well, we moved from Mercer County to Washington County in 1939, and I helped farmers around there until I went into service. Then when I came back out, 1945, I guess, we moved to a farm and I shared a crop and I've farmed ever since. I worked at the warehouse and farmed.
Okay. Where did you develop your interest in farming?
Well, all down through the years I wanted to farm. Really about all I knew. As a small boy, I helped plow and chop out crops and things like that. And I just kind of liked it. I never did forget farming.
Can you tell us a little bit about your parents? What they did for a living and whatever you want to tell us about?
Yes, of course, my dad died when I was 5 years old. And mother, she passed away in December 1943. And my father's name was John H. Devine. And my mother's name was Myrtle Leon Lester Devine. And my father, he worked part-time as a farmer and part-time as a mason in rock. And my mother, she just stayed there on the farm. And that's about it.
Okay. Catherine, can you tell me first about your own children and tell me their names, maybe how old they are and what they're doing right now to make a living?
We have four children. One of them, Eugene Devine, is the oldest. He's 37. He works at Corning. Rosemary's 34. She lives close by us. She works at the veterinary down at Dr. Billings. Jimmy's 31. He's the one that works here on the farm so much and helps us. Penny, she lives at Bargetown. She's 30. And I think her husband works truck pulls or is a mechanic. I don't know what all he does do.
Okay. Can you tell us what your parents' names, what they are, what their parents' name, what your parents' names are, and a little bit about them?
Well, mother's dead. Daddy, of course, his name is Marvin Shoemaker, and he lived 82 years on the farm before they sold and left the farm. Mother lived on the farm all her life till she was 80. She passed away, and her name was Florence Swinney Shoemaker. And for them to be in their 80s, they got about real well, and they loved farm life.
Okay. Can either one of you tell us anything about their parents before them, or where they came from, or anything?
What you talking about, grannies or our granddaddies and them?
Either
or?
One, if you know anything about them.
Well, grannies, parents, or mother, whichever one you want to call her, he lived on a farm. Of course, my grandfather on daddy's side, he lived on a farm, and he owned the farm where my father lived for many years, and they bought it from him, and it was just handed down from one generation to the other one. That's all we've ever known is just farming.
Okay. Raph, do you know anything about your grandparents or what they did?
Yes, my grandfather, he worked on the farm, and he run a small blacksmith shop too on the side. And of course my grandmother, she just worked down on the farm. And my granddad's name was Frank Devine. And my grandmother's name was Mary Devine. Her last name, I don't know if she was part Indian.
Okay. Raph, did you begin farming alone, or were you married? Did you have any children when you began farming?
No, didn't have any children when I started farming. I started farming in 1948. And then in 1953 I bought my own farm and started. I started milking. I had beef cattle. I had sheep. But I got disabled and had quit farming. I had quit dairying. I ran my bakery out from the youngest son.
Okay. Can y'all describe your family today? Who helps on the farm and what they do?
Well, all of our children help us on the farm. If it wasn't for that, we couldn't make it. It's no way. I work hard and do a lot of the work myself that ordinary no other woman would ever attempt to try to do. But with Raph being totally disabled like he is, we've had a medical bill far over $500,000 that the veterans have spent on him, and him being in the medical journal, we're grateful to even have a home and with a farm to help us to get by on. Each of the children pull in and help the best that they can. Of course, they've got their own homes. But Jimmy does have the crop, and he does more here than the rest of them do.
Okay. Raph, can you tell me in what way that your wife has helped out on the farm?
Well, yes, she does just about everything that a man can do. She drives tractors, helps with the cattle, and just whatever there is to do. She can mow hay as well as anybody. And I have to sit here at the house and watch.
Okay. Can you tell me what the roles of the children were on the farm as they were growing up?
Which one? Either one of them?
Either one. What's
well, each one joined in and helped when there was any job to come about. They made it mostly as a game a lot of the time. There would be a fishing trip or something. That if we had a hard job, that they know they would get to do something that they enjoyed after they got that work done. And we made it more of a family affair of each one pitching in and helping. And it wasn't as hard as it is if we made it a hard chore. And I think each one of the children will tell you that it was a happy occasion.
Okay. Ralph, did you begin with beef and dairy cows both, or which one did you begin with?
Yes, I started out with dairy cows, and then I bought another tract of land and I put beef cattle on that. And that's the way I run them for several years. Then after I became disabled, I sold my dairy. I had to.
Okay. How many acres of land do you own here in Washington County?
Some over 300.
Okay. What other crops do you grow on the farm?
Just mostly tobacco now, and of course corn. When I get short on corn, I put me some corn out. And we have about 10,000 pounds of tobacco allotment, so that's mostly it.
Okay. Can you describe your dairy operation in the beginning when you first started?
Yes, we started milking by hand. And we milked for several years that we then switched over to milkers, and which was much easier. And I liked it well enough. And I don't have any years that I did milk. About 20 years, I guess.
Okay. Can you describe what your beef operation, what it was like in the beginning when you first started it?
Yeah, we got very good prices for beef, and I enjoyed fooling with them too. And
how many cows did you milk when you started in the dairy?
About 25.
How many cows did you milk when you stopped milking?
It's about 25 to 30. I try to keep the same number about all the time.
Okay. How many beef cattle did you have when you first started?
Around 25 to 30.
How many beef cattle do you have now?
Oh, it's about 50 head of cows. I don't know how many calves.
What kind of beef cattle do you have?
They mostly Angus. Got a few Hereford.
Okay. What problems do you remember that you encountered when you started with the dairy or the beef, either one?
Oh, I really didn't have too much problem. Everybody pitched in and helped, and we made it just fine.
Okay. Did the government policies, did they have any impact on your operation?
Yes. I had two or three ponds dug, and by putting water in troughs and fencing them and keeping them clean, well, Gooden helped out on that. And helped in also in renovating the pasture, helped there. I guess that's about all it.
Well, you worked at the ESC office there for 16 years alongside of farming to bring in some extra money.
How many years did you work for the ESC office?
16 years.
He worked the day before he had his heart attack.
Okay. I probably should have asked this earlier, but were you a member of any organizations to do with farming?
I joined
NFO.
NFO. I joined the NFO first for 3 years, and then I dropped out because I lost money by holding my beef when they had a holding action. And I'm still getting bills.
Really?
A big one now, the other day.
Okay. How has your farm grown over the years? Has it increased or decreased, or can you tell us about it?
Yes, I'd say it's increased, even though we haven't made too much money out of it, but I tried to put a lot back on the farm and keep it in good shape. And fencing is a problem, but we do our best.
How many acres did you start with on your farm?
I started with 100 acres.
And now you've grown to?
300.
300.
A little over.
Okay. What major problems do you have in, you said you had stopped the dairy, but what do you, major problems do you have in the beef as of today?
Well, not too much problem. We have plenty of pasture land and plenty of hay, and our cows had some sort of disease last year, but we've vaccinated and got that straightened out, I hope.
Okay. What impact has mechanization had on your farm?
Well, a great deal. We own four tractors, and we use them all. And hay balers and hay binds and all the new modern equipment that we can afford to buy. Right now it's on a standstill. We can't buy anything.
Okay. What improvements have you made in your feeding and your health practices?
Feeding what?
Health practices.
Well, we've sowed a lot of alfalfa hay, and we got about 12 acres of that. And I really don't know much else to add. Other than I try to buy good certified seed and
we lime.
And we lime pretty heavy.
Okay. How about in the health practices? Has the vaccines that they've developed, has that improved your beef cattle?
I think it surely has. We've had the children all helped us last 3 weeks in vaccinating everything and getting all that straightened out. Calf would vaccinate the heifer calves.
That's been a lot of work.
And I think we're in pretty good shape right now.
Okay. Would one of you like to tell us how the role of the family members of the children, how they've changed over the years?
What do you mean? Them marrying and leaving home and leaving us without much help?
Mm-hmm. And what their occupation, what they're really doing now? Are they able to farm as you did and your parents did, or have they had to go to some other occupation? Or
well, you can't make it right now on the farm. It's no way that you can do anything. Isn't that right, Eugene?
Right.
If we didn't have an income other than what's coming off the farm, we couldn't live with medicines and everything like we've got to contend with.
Okay. My husband is also present during this interview, and he is the son of Ralph and Catherine Devine. Would you like to make a comment on this particular question? What are you doing? Are you still farming, or what are you doing to make a living now?
Well, as you know, I do several different things just to make ends meet. And I still enjoy pitching in and doing farm work.
Can you make a living on a farm today?
No, indeed. I couldn't even make the interest to pay all the money to what I'd borrowed.
Do you enjoy farming?
Yes. Sure do. That's the only way to go.
Would you like to own a farm?
Yes.
Why?
Why would I like to own a farm? You just got more peace of mind than working for somebody else.
But you just can't afford it.
That's right.
Okay, let's go back. Your sons, have they entered the farming business? Or?
Well, I don't think it's left either one of them entirely. They both have other jobs, which you have to do to keep going these days. But I think they both love farming very much and can handle most any job that they undertake.
Well, Rosemary still enjoys farming. Of course, working with veterinary work, she enjoys it.
Okay. Let me ask you this question. Do you think it's possible for the small farmer to compete successfully against the large ones that's in the cattle industry?
No, I do not.
Why not?
We don't operate on a large enough scale to have any surplus money left over. We just have to use the old tools we've got. Can't buy new ones. Too much expense, and you just can't make it on a small scale today.
Okay. Can you tell me what you see in the future for the cattle farmers, the beef and dairy farmers today?
Well, it's my opinion that there'll be a few more years of this low price. Then I guess they'll gradually pick up. There's a lot of cattle in throughout the state. I've seen a lot of it driving down the roads. And I feel like once they're get caught up, maybe prices will raise a little bit, hopefully.
Okay. Ralph, can you think of anything else that you would like to say about the beef and dairy farmers today, and just anything you want to say about them?
Well, I'd like to see a better price for everyone. I think it would help everybody if they livestock and milk. I understand the milking farmer, he has his big problems too. But it don't look too good for the next few years.
Okay. Kevin, is there anything else that you'd like to add to this?
No, I just keep wondering whether we're going to be able to survive for the next 2 or 3 years till things come back up a little bit. Each year it seemed like it's getting rougher. I lay awake more at night wondering how to make this bill meet and another bill. They just, all we've done is fix up things this time. There have been major breakdowns.
Okay. Eugene, is there anything you'd like to add to this?
No, y'all covered everything pretty good.
Okay. I want to thank you all for doing this interview today. And that's it.